Welcome to the National Bicycle Greenway's Mountain Mover podcast series. Here you will get up close and personal with people who are taking giant steps for the betterment of cyclists and for the planet itself.
National Bicycle Greenway Director Martin Krieg spent some time talking to five different people who work in San Francisco as professional bike messengers. He set out to learn more about an occupation that few people know very much about. Hopefully, you will go away with a better understanding of how what looks like glory and fun to some is a lot like any other kind of work, where responsibility, discipline, patience, and people skills are important keys to success.
Okay, we're at again, once again, the corner of Battery Market with Shark. Shark is a bike messenger that's been doing it for how long?
Since about 78.
78? Geez, almost 20... 78, 98 was my math. 28 years?
27, I think.
27, my God. did you think when you started schlepping mail around 28 years ago you'd be doing it this long?
Nope.
And has it been a fun 28 years?
Well, it has its ups, it has its downs.
Yeah. Okay. Shark, who do you deliver for?
A company called Lightning Express.
Okay, and who are your typical clients? What do you normally deliver to?
Well, we've got lawyers, PR firms, real estate people. You've got architects. Basically, the whole spectrum of business.
So it's not just legal briefs and court proceedings and subpoenas. It's you do everything. You run the gamut.
Yep. Everything from pony kegs to back bar glass, legal documents, false teeth, blood samples. God knows we've had other sorts of samples, but we'll just skip over that.
Pony kegs, false teeth?
Yeah.
How do you deliver a pony keg?
Very carefully. It was some of my homebrew. And I stuck it in the basket and put it on the BART. Turned out to be a good keg, too.
Put it on the BART, you say?
Yeah, I put my bike on BART.
And how, BART runs the length of Market Street, but how far, one stop to another or something like that?
No, it was from my house in Concord when I was living in Concord to the Mission District.
Oh, God. I love it. Okay, so I'm looking at your bike over there. It looks like I'm loving it. Well used. You got a basket on the front. What kind of frame is that?
It's an old Diamondback Sand Streak.
All right. Is it a fix? No, it's not a fix. He's got gears. Do you have several bikes?
Yeah, that's one of the only ones that's operational right now. The others need little things like maybe a tire pumped up or wipe the dust off or change something.
So how many bikes do you have?
About four at the moment.
Yeah. And do you live in the city?
No. The rents are too high. I live in Oakland.
You live in Oakland. Cool. I love it. And you take BART to work?
Well, either my roommate's van and we carpool, or I take the bike shuttle. Mm-hmm. You can't take BART to work during commute hours, so that leaves us right off.
You can't, you say?
Well, yeah. You're not allowed to take BART during commute hours because you might besmirch somebody's precious suits.
Right. Okay. Right. How long does an average delivery take?
Depends on where it goes.
Yeah.
Average downtown, about 5 to 10 minutes, maybe 15.
And how much of your time are you riding versus inside of buildings?
Hopefully a lot more riding than a lot more of the buildings.
But what's the reality of it?
It varies from day to day.
Yeah. So like let's, for example, today, how much time have you been inside elevators and inside buildings, and how much time have you been riding?
Check the log.
You even got a log with all this stuff. God, how many deliveries have you made today? All those?
Only eight. That's not many.
Eight deliveries?
A messenger can do as many as 40 to 60 tags a day if the tags are there. If they ain't there, you go hungry.
Really?
Well,
40 to 60 tags a day?
If you've got the volume of business, the volume of business like that hasn't been around in a long time.
So what's an average day for you, Shark?
Average day is about...
30?
Nah, maybe more like about... I'd say 18, maybe 20 at the most nowadays.
Really, yeah.
Unless it's really busy.
So it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's already delivered 8 packages, but there was a time when you delivered as many as 30 or 40?
Yeah.
Wow. It's just real hectic, huh?
Well, you have a good dispatcher. You know where you're routing yourself or where you're being routed, and you do it in an efficient manner. There's no reason why you can't do 40 tags in a day.
What's it like going inside, in and out of climate control buildings?
Well, that...
Is it hard for you? I mean, like, no? Do you feel like when it's a really hot day, for example, and you go into an air-conditioned building, and you come back out, that that's kind of compromising your health, as it were?
No. I work the Renaissance Fair on the off times.
Oh.
Just some of the small ones nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
The Stafford Lake closed.
Uh-huh.
At Fair Oaks, the other weekend, it was 104. The little climate control piddly stuff doesn't bother me. Bring on the air conditioning.
Okay. How about when you're all raunchy and it's raining and you're covered with road grime and you got to make a delivery? Does that? How do you keep yourself presentable, or do you?
At that point, if another person asks me if it's raining outside, you're really tempted to take off one of your shoes and empty it on your desk.
Okay. But
it's kind of obvious. When it's raining, the first thing, keep the package dry.
Yeah.
Good customer relations are always important.
Uh-huh.
Keep the package dry.
Right. And have you ever had situations where you've not been able to keep the package dry?
On rare occasions, yeah.
Really? And so what happens then? You don't deliver it, or...?
No, you deliver it, and you explain that, well, there was this tidal wave.
Okay. Do you ever carry, like nowadays, do you ever carry any real heavy packages?
I carried 3 boxes of documents at 120 pounds total just the other day.
3? Oh, my God.
3 full file boxes. She'll carry 5, but she's not happy about it. That bike's been around since the early 80s.
Wow.
Built it myself.
Wow. So when you say you carried, you've got a rack in the front and a rack in the front, a basket no less. Did you carry them all in the front in the basket, or carried spread out the weight? Or?
Oh, you kind of spread out the weight. I mean, if you've got 4 boxes, you put 3 up front and 1 in the back. That way it balances out. Otherwise, you try and put 4 boxes in the front. What you get is the tail going straight up into the sky. You can't ride like that.
No, not very easily. Do you have a car shirt?
Nope.
No, and you've been car-free for all the years you've been a messenger?
Well, I did have a car while I was working in Hawaii for a bit.
Yeah? As a bike messenger?
A couple. No. I got stuck over there. I was sampling the local product.
Okay.
So I kind of accumulated my vacation time, and that was it.
Huh. Can you make a decent living doing this?
Yeah.
Can you pay the bills, in other words?
Yeah.
Do you ever get bonuses?
Not in a while.
No? How about tips from customers?
Ooh, that's a rare one. Usually I have to pry it out of them.
Yeah? So,
Used to. Herb Cain, a very famous columnist, gave
me
a tip once.
You're kidding me?
Yeah.
Really?
I saved it for a long time, and then I had to get diapers for my kids, so...
You got kids, you say?
One kid. He's
one
a teenager
kid?
Now.
Wow. So you raised a kid off your bike messenger salary. Are you married?
Divorced.
Divorced? But how long were you and your wife together?
7 years.
7 years. And were you a bike messenger during that time?
Yeah.
What did she think about that?
Well...
Is that why you're divorced?
Might be. It's sort of like being married to a captain or something like that of a ship. You never know if they're going to come home from the sea or not.
Okay. Wow. It sounds like, how do you lock your bike? Do you have to, is that kind of a concern for you?
Yeah, I always lock it to something solid if you can help it.
And you carry like a kryptonite or something like that, and you lock. And you never, have you ever had it stolen? A bike stolen here?
No, I've never had one of my bikes stolen, but my friends have, and do everything you can to get them back. I've recovered two myself.
For other people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now we're sitting here at the in the middle of all this traffic and things like that, and there's no awning or covering over us. Where do you go when it rains?
Well, there's a building over there by the wall.
At one post?
There.
One post?
Yeah, one post.
Okay, yeah.
Sometimes people go to, sometimes under this, but one bush is really anal. Sometimes you can go to the bookstore. There's over at 101 Second. There's a public space lobby. You can go in there and dry and thaw out.
Huh. Okay, now Wendy doesn't think it's that cold here. does it ever get cold?
It gets cold enough to turn your fingers blue.
And so what do you do in that situation? How do you warm yourself up?
Keep moving. Drink hot fluids.
Yeah. What's the lifespan of a bike messenger? Would you say you're probably one of the older veterans?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you know anybody that's been in it longer than you?
Well, there's JR. He's a shaggy-looking fellow with a jumpsuit and a thick beard and hot, sort of grayish hair. Mm-hmm. Rides a red bike called Cinnabar. He's been doing it a long time. Then there's Kirk. He's been doing it a way long time, since 68 or something like that. There are a couple of us out there. A
couple of guys that are they're older time than you then, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Too awesome. Okay, well, in some, what would you say to someone that's coming out of school, college, high school, whatever, looking for work? Would you recommend that they consider bike messenger work?
You'll be sorry. You'll be hooked. You'll like being in the saddle more than you'll like doing anything else. Because you don't have a boss breathing down your neck. You're free to go places for the most part. However, on the minus side, you have the weather against you sometimes. You have demented people with large machines and cell phones and their heads firmly between the cheeks of their buttocks. You've got dumbass peds, bummies that will jump out in front of you just to fuck with you. You will have all sorts of things, including potholes, chuck holes, sinkholes, and the occasional crater that opens in front of you. Chunks of the buildings occasionally falling off.
Yeah, that happens a lot, right? Were you here during the quake?
Loma Prieta, yes. I was at 2nd and Mission.
Wow. Too wild.
Needless to say, I was in shock.
Were you out on the street when it hit?
Yeah. I was in the middle of the intersection, and I figured I'd just make like Slim Pickens and Dr. Strangelove and ride it out. And I did.
And just we were like a big roller coaster, right?
Yeah, you couldn't see 3 feet in front of you because of all the brick dust and mortar
really?
Dust.
Wow.
Then I was in shock, so I delivered my second to the last package. Got a time and the signature.
Oh, no.
Yep.
You still made your delivery.
Yeah.
Did you
and
make
then, headed north to North Beach. Was trying to deliver that last one. This guy pops his head out of the door down the hall from where I was trying to deliver it. Goes, "It's all right, Madge," or something like that. They're still delivering. That's the truth. After that, I gave it up, went back to the base, turned in my manifest, and noticed the effects of all the disturbance. Everybody's going, "Wow, did you feel that?" Proceeded to get plowed enough to run over one of those wooden traffic barriers, get back up, go home, and stay home for a couple days and drink homebrewed beer until it all blew over.
You make your own beer, I guess?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Still doing it, too.
I love it. It's so bizarre. Whereabouts in Oakland do you live?
Oh, West Oakland.
Oh, really? Cool. Oakland is kind of a much maligned town. I was born in Oakland. Yeah, and I don't think it's so bad. Would you agree?
You got to take it block by block. Some blocks, you want a flak jacket. Other blocks, it's cool.
I love it. All right. Well, Shark, that's been wonderful talking with you. It's really been a blast, in fact. So thanks for you, guy.
All right. Have a good one.
All right, man. Thank you. Wow.
You just heard from one of the 5 bike messengers who took time for our NBG Mountain Movers podcast series. Hopefully you were able to get an inside look at how regular, everyday people use the bicycle for a genuine livelihood.
That wraps up another edition of the National Bicycle Greenways Mountain Movers podcast series. We hope you enjoyed it. This has been NBG Director and Awake Again author Martin Krieg. For more info about the NBG, go to nationalbicyclegreenway.com. To access this podcast in the future, and to hear other shakers and movers that we've interviewed, go to bikeroute.com.